Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I'm Leah LaChapelle. I am an awakening coach. And just like everyone else, I'm alive here on this planet, learning how to be more alive and learning how to share that aliveness with others. So I'm very glad to be here today on planet, able to say, us love us, everyone. Reality is now sufficiently unzipped. The portal is open. Let's step on through and be who and what we really are. Now, if you want to know more about those kinds of remarks, please visit my website, fearorlove.com, and you'll find out about what it looks like to awaken. And I do enjoy my awakening coaching. It's what I love to do. And so just for the record, awakening is choosing to emerge from the illusory drama of life through the realization of who I really am. And so that's the progression of these awakenings, the first, second, third, and fourth awakenings. Now, the last several shows that I've had the privilege of offering have been along the lines of how to do that, how to show up inside of this very, very strong illusion here on planet Earth, and how to present ourselves first to ourselves and learn about our inner landscape, and then how to proceed with interfacing with others. This is a very, very important time to be alive. I don't have to tell you that. You already know. So I've been talking about circles of consciousness. Circles of consciousness are amazing. They open up a field of generated creative energy, and they're highly intentional. So over the last decade plus, I have been experimenting with circles of consciousness with other beings. And we come together and it's pretty self-explanatory. We sit in a circle. Nothing magic about sitting, but, you know, that's the most comfortable. No reason to be uncomfortable to do this work. We sit in a circle and we have a creative conversation. So I'd like to continue along these lines. And first of all, let me just insert here that you need to kind of buckle your seatbelt, my friends, because today I am going to be talking along the lines of we're just simply not desperate enough to shift this planet in our lifetime. So before you tune out or click me off, this will be a friendly conversation. However, I think that it might help us to peel back some of the layers. Because, look, I'm in the same boat that everyone else is in. I am a metaphysical being showing up here in this incarnation, wondering what is going on. And so I do hear a lot of complaining. There is a lot to complain about. So we've kind of got this down to an art form, down to a science of how to complain about this stuff and still keep our metaphysical badge intact so we don't get disqualified entirely. Because we've spent quite a number of years now walking together, learning that complaining is really just a magnet for what we don't want. Oh, that's a stunning realization. So when we get together in a circle of consciousness, we come together very much in awake fashion, and we are aware of all of the things that are upon us and that are before us, and the things that have gone on in the past. We're aware of these things. But this is more than just sitting around complaining, because we know that that will not make any difference. It will simply reinforce what we already have now. So we are just simply not desperate enough to start asking questions. Well, if we're not coming together to simply rehearse the problem, then what are we supposed to do? Now, see, that's a good question. And I am suggesting that we ramp it up. I have reason to believe that there isn't that much more time available for us, not trying to scare anybody at all. I'm simply looking around. You know, it's like, let's just say, this just now comes to my mind. In the horse and buggy days, remember when the railroads started? Well, the people saw the railroads coming into their locales, and they realized, oh my goodness, the horse and buggy days are ending. I love my horse. I love my buggy. And, you know, everybody has mastered this, but these railroads are replacing or displacing those gentler ways. And so that's what's going on now. There is something that is coming like a steam engine. It is heading right into the camp, right here on planet Earth. No one is immune, no one. And so what is that? Well, that is it's a very old order of management for humanity, except that it's outing itself in higher and higher modes of technology. You know what I'm talking about. So, excuse me, this is happening. And I'll just say, look, it's not good or bad. It just is happening. So let's come out of denial and let's agree that we can walk into a future together and not get bulldozed by this head-on collision with what we do not want. Let us create what we do want. We are creators. We do have enough people in agreement. It's just that we need to find one another, and we need to hit some more trigger points. So that is what Unzipping Reality, the Fourth Awakening, is dedicated to, is tripping some more switches. So let's get started with that. We're simply not desperate enough to shift this consciousness in our lifetime. How do I know that? Because of everything that I just said. When we get together, we have an incredible opportunity. And to just say, hey, I am shifting this consciousness in my lifetime. It's a big deal. And whenever I say that, many times, not all, but many times, I hear, oh, yeah, right. Just try it. You'll see what I mean. It's okay. It's just that this is my full-out expression, and it's a game that I'm playing. And who wants to play with me? So I looked up the word desperate, And I'm using the word desperation or desperate in the highest vibration possible. Let's just imagine that we are capable of shifting this planetary consciousness in our lifetime. Okay? Shake your head up and down. Yes. We are capable. Now, I know the doubt comes in and says, oh, yeah, we're capable, but they won't let us. Or, oh, but we don't have enough people that get it. You know, and the list goes on. I'm too busy, whatever it is. I understand, and those are all valid issues. All of them are valid. Well, they're kind of excuses, but that's okay. So, now, desperate. What does desperate mean? Well, I looked it up, and listen to some of these synonyms, you guys. Okay. Daring. When was the last time you did something daring in the realm of consciousness? Like, try out your alchemy or something, you know? Like stand in the middle of your situation and transform it because you are that powerful. Be daring. Now, when we think of daring, we do think, oh, well, that sounds maybe like it might be a little bit dangerous. I'm not suggesting that you lose your job over this, okay? Let's be real. We're going to be having these experiences in the real world, the real illusory world, as it is. So let it be as daring as you allow it to be. Point is, do something new with boldness. That's another really good word that fits in with desperate. When you get desperate enough, you will do something emboldened. And that is what I am suggesting you do. Do not try this with your mother-in-law, okay? That's just stupid. I'm not saying to be stupid. I'm saying to be bold in ways that matter. And so doing things out of the ordinary with your mother-in-law in any other form other than it's just complete love, no, just stay out of that realm. This is not an intellectual pursuit. This is a way of being, this boldness. It's a way of allowing your true essence to overflow your banks. All right, how about precipitate? What are you willing to precipitate because you are just that desperate? Well, Leah, there aren't any cool people in my town. It's just a bunch of boneheads in my town. I can't. Look, you're going to need to be responsible for precipitating something divine. You are the divine spark. You can do it. All right. How about wild? Wild. Woo. Now, I'm not saying, you know what I'm not saying. I'm not saying to run down the street naked. That would be pretty wild. I'm not saying to do that. I'm saying take a lesson from the wild, the animals, how they exist in the wild. They know who they are. They are aligned. They know their vibration. They get it. They are just happy as a lark to be a lark, okay? They know how to survive out there in the wild. And they don't think about, oh, I'm so unhappy because I didn't win the lottery again. You can think of a better example than that. But how about being wild? Like, it wouldn't take just a whole lot to do something a little bit wilder than maybe what you're already doing. I mean, if you have a beard, you could shave it off. That would be pretty wild, wouldn't it? So just think about it. What would I need to do to be just a little bit wilder so that I come into my natural state of being as a divine being? Just play with that a little bit. Give yourself permission to be just a little wilder. Okay, now this one might rattle your cage a little bit. How about death-defying? Death-defying. Again, please do not step in front of a moving vehicle to test whether or not you are loved by God. No. Death-defying here, as I'm explaining this, about being desperate enough to shift in our lifetime, that is about letting go of some of the fear around death. Death has us by the you know what. It does. We are so obsessed with death and dying, and it's like somebody dies and we forget that we can actually just keep loving them. We're so afraid we're going to lose somebody. We're just afraid, okay? We're just scared. So give up some of that death stuff, because yes, your body is going to die. So is mine. It's going to drop. And guess what? We go on. Now, either that's true or it's not. So if that's not true for you, then you're pretty screwed. This is all there is. You can click out of this show right now and you won't miss a thing. But anyway, so I am not suggesting that you plunge headlong as a fool, a foolhardy fool, into creating the new paradigm. That's not going to work. They call those people madmen, and they lock you up. So please do not do that. What I'm suggesting is that you offer yourself incrementally to yourself. To yourself. This isn't about performance, being on stage, doing something. This is about the relationship we have with ourselves. So you might want to consider reinterpreting some of the scary, scary things in life that have to do with desperation. For example, hazardous. It's like, oh, well, this could be hazardous to my marriage if I start behaving differently. Therefore, I will remain in status quo and I'll just be resigned that this is how it's going to be. Well, that needs some reinterpreting. And you know what? I do this all the time in my awakening coaching. We can reinterpret anything so that it empowers us. This is possible. So instead of, oh my gosh, it's too hard, it's too hazardous, it's like I can't stand up against the state, they will mow me down. I'm not suggesting that you do stand up against the state. I'm just saying that when you know that the cautionary signs are all there, that the bridge is out ahead, stop barreling down that road at 90 miles an hour. The bridge is out. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You know that the hazards that trump the real hazards that are out there, you know that they're out there, what the real hazards are. You know that they're out there. So you're going to need to be a little more flexible. I have had great fun with becoming more flexible. If you find yourself in a situation, do not be hasty. Don't just plunge in. Just allow yourself to be impromptu. You know, remember impromptu speaking in high school? Here's your topic, go. It can really be fun. Just open to yourself, open to new parameters. Take your shackles off that you have placed there yourself. You can't blame anybody else anymore. So learn how to take some risks. Putting yourself at risk. Oh my goodness. This is more fun. If you know how everything's going to turn out, that's boring. So show up inside of one of these circles of consciousness without an agenda, without a strong leader, and let's see what happens. That's putting yourself at risk. And it is so much fun. This is where our dreams hang out, is out there in the risky territory. Again, not saying to go jump off a cliff to see if you can fly. That would make you an idiot. I'm saying that when you show up at a cocktail party, see how loving you can be instead of, oh yeah, the politics or whatever. See how loving you can be. Put yourself at risk. And if the people at that cocktail party turn on you, forgive them. You get my drift? And thank them and say, wow, thank you for that interpretation. I will consider that. That's really interesting. I hadn't seen it from exactly that viewpoint. That really helps me. Thank you. So gratitude is, listen, gratitude is a killer tool. And I'm not saying to fake it. You have to really be gracious and grateful. Whoa. Okay. Again, this is pretty daring stuff. And so it's like, could I be grateful for someone offering their opinion on politics that doesn't agree with my view? Could I be grateful for that? Well, yes, you could. So this is what we are doing and being. When we come together in circles of consciousness, we're putting ourselves at risk. We're opening ourselves in new ways. And there are no rules. You don't have to be intimate to the point where you're just so uncomfortable you want to run out of the room. You don't have to do that. Just do something. Just a little something. So back on our words, this is so interesting. I love words. We talked about what the synonyms are with desperate in the context of becoming desperate enough to step up and say, me, I'm here. I will go forth and stand forth if no one else does, and I will do it with joy and being the love and being highly intelligent about it. And I am here to make a difference. Anybody else want to play? I promise you, when you do that, you're going to get some yeses. It's like everybody's just waiting. Nobody wants to be the first one in the pool. You be the first one in the pool, okay? And then when you say, oh my gosh, it's awesome in here, everybody's going to be doing cannonballs into the pool. So that's how this works. And it's not because there are a bunch of mindless copycats out there. Nobody wants to be your clone, okay? It's that there are trigger points within all of us. And these trigger points are set to go off at varying times. And so maybe someone came here in this incarnation and their trigger point was, hey, when you see some people start doing cannonballs into the pool of consciousness, that's your trigger point. Get in there, splash around, and then boom, it's done. Triggered, awake, alive, aware. I mean, this is how it is done. So it's not an ego trip. You can't say, well, I was the first one into the pool. Aren't I the best one in the bunch? No, not at all. You were just the first one into the pool. Everyone's assignment is utterly different, expresses completely differently. Now, back on our words, we went through the synonyms. Let's look at what the opposite of desperate is. Yeah, take a big breath here if you're still with me. The opposite of desperate is afraid. Leah, I get what you're saying, but I get afraid out there and I forget what to do. And well, this is why we have our awakening coaching. This is why we have our circles of consciousness, so you will not be alone in this endeavor. There are no more excuses, folks. It's time to get desperate. Now, if you are so calm about all of this stuff that you're just like comatose, it's like, let fate take care of itself. I'm just going to be calm about it all. You know, I'm not talking about that either. We did not come here to have that experience. We came here to have a full ride experience. Okay? So you can't just sit behind some partition and not be bothered with any of this. It's time to embrace all of it, and you are a big, big part of the all of it. So get in there. Cowardly. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody really wants to be a coward. Nobody ever said much any good about being a coward. Fearful. Full of fear. Well, gee, I would have gotten into a circle of consciousness and I would have been bolder, but I was full of fear. Okay, this is not going to bless you to hang out in that vibration. And it's not going to bless anybody else either. Now, you know, you're still awesome. We still love you. And we see the fear that you're wearing. It's all over you. And so, namaste, thank you, and we will move on and find someone who will say yes. No offense, nothing personal. All right, so if you are so moderate that you don't have any sense of an alignment whatsoever, now please hear this. This is a very polarized duality realm that we are living in. It is extremely polarized. It's like you're either for me or you're against me. You're either pro or you're anti. You're either black or you're white. You're either left or you're right. Okay? Very, very polarized. What I'm saying is that if you are so mild and temperate and moderate about everything, you're just blah. So it's time to stop being in judgment of over here polarized or over there polarized. It's the judgment that you need to get off of. It doesn't mean that you have no opinion about anything. That's just boring. You still get to have your preferences. So you don't just become bland, like anything goes. Oh, I'll just date anybody. It doesn't matter what they look like. I don't care, as long as they've got skin on. You know, that's just that is not the expression that is suitable for having a marvelous life. We are here having incredible preferential experiences. It's just fun. So don't get off in the ditch about, well, gosh, I don't really know. I can't have the polarized version, and I can't be too blended either. Hey, you know what? Ask your higher self. Your higher self is here to equip you. I love my higher self. We need to do a whole show on higher self. I mean, amazing that we have this available for us. They don't ever order us around. They make strong suggestions. They ask a lot of questions like, well, what do you want? I'm here to help you align with your choice and what is the highest and best good of all. Let's be in that vibration. So some of this is very subtle. Some of this is quite defined. You need to choose for yourself what that looks like. Remember, do something new. Be bolder with yourself. Hang out with your higher self. Oh my gosh, that's a life-changing experience. Higher selves are always there. They don't ever sleep. They're always there, and they are beautiful. Oh, my goodness. They're all available, and they're awesome. So we don't want to be apathetic about what's going on. It's like, well, I can't do anything about the fact that there are poor people on the planet. So, you know, what am I going to do? I'm at the point where I really don't even care. It doesn't affect me. Now, that kind of apathy is not usable in the new paradigm. That's old paradigm, is apathy. That's what we have now, is we've got a bunch of people on the planet that are made in the image of our Creator, and there is apathy being rained down on us every minute of every day by those who would control us and do control us. So no more apathy. Come on, get out of mothballs and forgive the apathy, and let's get in the ball game. Let's play. You know, there are a lot of awakenings here. There are four of them that I have journeyed through so far. And we are in the doing phase right now. We'll say more about that. But basically, just don't be so contented, you know, with your meditation and your yoga that you just forget that there is a whole big reason why you came here, which is to liberate this planet. Be contented in who you are and your... just your outstandingness, your astounding reality that you are creating for yourself. Be there. But don't be so contented that you're sleeping on the couch all the time. It's not going to help. If all you're doing is hoping, and oh, I hear this a lot, little bit of a pet peeve for me. Well, hey, let's play this game to shift our planetary consciousness in our lifetime. You want to play? Well, I mean, I guess, well, do you think that's possible? Well, I hope it is. See, that's not what I'm looking for. There's no risk in that because they can always say later, well, I was hoping for it. Look, hoping for it is not enough. There's not enough energy surge in hoping. There must be a combined expression of that hope that gives it wings, that can fly around and charge up the air with something real. So hope is great. You know, if you have a disease that is a fatal disease, of course, you are going to hope that you make it. I'm not saying to never hope. I'm saying that being at the cause of a new paradigm is going to take more than hoping for it. Okay. Dreams are very allowed. If you're just a quiet person, I don't mean just, if you are a quiet person and you are reticent about any of this, open up your dream world. We need you to. We are dreaming our way out of separation into wholeness. So you can say, Leah, you know, I didn't say much at that cocktail party the other night, but you know what? I had this incredible dream. Let me tell you about it. That's what we're talking about. Look at your skill set. There, it's there. And if you don't know what your skill set is, then call me up. We'll have a conversation. I'll tell you in 5 minutes what your skill set is. Either that or ask your higher self. Your higher self is just waiting for you to ask. Higher selves don't lie, by the way. So to be overly concerned with your own security, I know, it's really hard. And like if you've got children, you don't want to put yourself at risk to do something where you could become incarcerated or something like that. That's not being responsible. So please do not hear that. I am not saying that. And I'm not saying really to do anything that would be considered illegal or violent. Everything that is coming out of my mouth that I have said, that I will ever say, is always in the context of nonviolence. Always. To be violent has already been tried. We're not doing that anymore. That's insane. So stop that and don't dream that. Dream about how does it look to be powerfully nonviolent and centered in your being so that energy fields open up and attract goodness and quality vibrational nuances that make a strong difference. Let's do that. So you must have some concern about where we are on this planet and our situation, because we do have a situation. When we come out of our timidity and our weakness, that's when we are strong. This is not an original thought. This has always been so. It's always been a thread that upholds us. If anybody thinks they can do this all on their own, they are mistaken. That is not the design for coming here into the third dimension and birthing a fifth dimension. So, you are not alone. None of us are alone. I know sometimes it feels like it. But if all you've got is the internet, if you're blessed enough to have paid your bill this month and your internet is working and you have a computer, get on there and make a connection with someone. Just recently, I had the opportunity to make a connection with someone over Facebook. And guess what? We're more than Facebook friends now. We actually met each other face to face. Yeah. So, you know, it was delightful, and it was real. It was a bona fide experience. You can't hide out when you meet someone face to face. So all of these things that I am suggesting are going to be on the job training. You can't rehearse this so that you're just perfect at it and then turn yourself loose on the world. It doesn't work like that. You have to get out your door. You have to pick up the phone. If all you can do is text, then send a text. I mean, do what you need to do. But consummate the deal. Show up in a new way and initiate something. So on the job training, we have to get this done now. It needs to be done rapidly. I said we have to. Oh, let's reinterpret that. There's nothing we have to do. Nothing we have to do. This is something that is our honor to do. If you're listening to Metaphysical Talk Radio, there's something in you that is asking for this. You've already shifted from within, and now the world is waiting to see what that looks like for them. It's a big outing party right now, and that's the doing. So it's, I really do not mean to say that you must do this, you have to do it a certain way. No, no, no. There's no one way. There's only one you, and you get to be uniquely you as you bring new consciousness, new ways of being, new awareness, new realms to people. But I'm asking you, I'm inviting you to please do something. So, new reality. We're going to need to start stepping out of the old paradigm. And you're going to be so grateful to yourself for doing this because the old paradigm is deteriorating. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. But it is, and it's still kind of hiding behind an illusion that anything is different at all. Well, it's really, really, really different from whatever would support us for freedom. We've had opportunities in the past, and some of us really, really went for it. And then whatever control mechanism kicked in and took that out, took it away. So now we have another opportunity. And I am suggesting that we relax, that we breathe, and that we realize how profound this mission is. And there I've said it. It really is a mission. So it is your way of being. I don't care if you have a metaphysical business. If you act like a jackass, sorry, that ain't it. Oh, but I have a metaphysical business. Sorry. It's how real you are. It's how aligned you are with the strong desire to be at one-ment, out of judgment, in that divine love, without any fear, without any separation, and to show up as a galactic adventurer. I mean, is this fun or what? I think it is. So just relax. There's no pressure, even though I said you have to do this. You don't have to do anything. It is an invitation, and I don't really want anybody to feel like it's, you know, a compulsory. I'm not ordering anybody to do this. Look, the ascended masters do not give us orders. You know those guys, the guys that have already ascended, and we just really love those guys because they helped us so much. Well, they're still hanging around and they're cheering us on, but they are not saying, you have to do it this way. No, they're just saying, hey, lots of love. Remember the love. Let go of the fear. Lots of love. That's pretty much it. But they're awesome coaches, for real. So this is about joy. It's about being in love with ourselves. Woo. Amazing. That's an amazing quality, to be around someone who truly loves themselves. I'm talking about the I Am presence. I'm not talking about someone who's stuck on themselves. That's conceit. That's pride and arrogance and vanity. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about someone who can see themselves in you. That's the purity. That's the love. That's what we're going for. So people know that there's something truly wrong in the world. They really do. And they don't need you to be reminding them all the time. What they need us to do is to model for them how to be in a healthy cooperation with the rest of the planet. This is what we're talking about in circles of consciousness. Circles of consciousness. And we're finding that, yes, we really are desperate enough to shift the planet in our lifetime to the extent that we will show up in a circle of consciousness and practice being cooperative and non-judgmental as planetary beings. And I always say, if you can do that in my living room, you can do it anywhere. Try doing it with your own personal friends who show up. Maybe you like some of them better than others, but you know, they're pretty much on the same wavelength. And they have said, hey, I want to know more about this fifth dimensional frequency that you're talking about. What are you talking about? 5D, fifth dimensional shift for humanity. What is that? Are you just making this up? Well, that is permitted. We need to use our imaginations. Who would you be without your imagination? Oh my gosh, you would be a robot with computer code that someone else wrote for you. And then you would probably turn into a self-aware robot, and then you would be unleashed on the galaxy and it would be negative. We're not doing that. So there are so many surprises when we come together. Yeah, lots at stake here, everybody. We come together in our highest sense of who we are, what we are capable of, in the largest capacity that we can expand into. And you'll have some bad days. Some days you just want to be in the fetal position, okay? Watching reruns of the Brady Bunch or something awful. You know, you could do that. It's allowed. No one is expected to do this perfectly 24/7. No one. That is why we have each other. Thank the living God we have each other. So it's how we focus our energy. Later on is going to be too late. This is all happening now. N-O-W, now. Do you think the control mechanisms and the agenda of the darker shaded version of humanity is going to wait for us? Oh, after you. We see there, you people of the light, that you are desiring to evolve, that you really are these godlike beings, and oh my goodness, let us create a way for you to accomplish that. I'm being facetious. Of course, it's not going to happen like that. What is happening is we are evolving side by side, rapidly. So do not get bummed out. Stay in your hope if that's all you have. I'm beyond the hope here. Not trying to set myself up is the end all. It's not that. It's just that, hey, hoping that we can beat them before they make it to the finish line or whatever this is that's going on here. No, no, no. We've already won. We're already there. This is about outing ourselves. This is about discovering the transcendent power within. And we don't destroy what we didn't like about the paradigm at the end. Don't worry about that. It just disintegrates on its own. It dissolves on its own because it cannot be supported in the new higher frequency that you and I are bringing in. So, does that make sense? Get out of the duality gridlock and come into the oneness. Let the dark agenda be there. Don't make it wrong. Give it a strong salute. Say thank you for showing us the way. I love it. I love it. If you have any darker kind of people in your life, observe them. They are gifts to you. They will show you what not to do and how not to be. I am so grateful for these people because then I don't have to, you know, fall down, skin myself again and all that. I can just skip over all of those kinds of qualities. Gratefully. So it's really, really cool to be in this game. We're just simply here liberating our human family from the frequency of fear. I am suggesting that we have not quite been desperate enough to show ourselves in our fullness, to reveal ourselves in endless ways in our lives. A circle of consciousness will create such an amazing space. And I'm so delighted that I know about circles of consciousness. I would be so happy to help anyone who would like to initiate a circle of consciousness or attract one into their lives. So it's all happening now. Eckhart Tolle says, your life situation exists in time. Your life is now. So you're on. That last part was mine. We're all on. We're all up to bat. So again, unzipping reality, it's never going to get completely unzipped. But you know what? It is sufficiently unzipped now so that we can get this oneness thing. And so I'd like to sign off by reminding us that oneness happens. It's happening now. It is the great letting go and letting in with allowance and balance. You will learn allowance and balance when you show up in a circle of consciousness. Otherwise, you're just going to get ticked off and never return. This is the greatest opportunity in the world to learn allowance and balance that is going to support planet Earth in our fifth dimensional shifted society, where there is abundance, where there is freedom. It starts with these small nodes, these energy nodes, and I call them circles of consciousness. They go by many names. But I am inviting all of us to step in. The water is great. It is more fun than you can imagine. This allowance and balance thing, you're not going to learn it by watching TV, all right? Trust me on this. You got to put yourself out there. So I'm Leah LaChapelle, fearorlove.com. Just please check it out. Get some awakening coaching and call me, whatever. But by all means, trust the process. Know the process. Be the process and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.